This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in the fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number three. And coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Bill Proof is in motion. I have a box of parts here. I spoke to my guy, Bob Gotts. We're going to build this and put a video up of it Thursday. The Bill Proof Project cometh. And for those of you, if you have an AR-15, you probably already have some of that Aero Precision DNA. But let me tell you something. You can always make it better by going to AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Now, this past Thursday, Venezuela, a major industrialized country, albeit socialist, went dark. Nicolas Maduro he's claiming sabotage at a hydroelectric dam that provides much of the country's power. Now, electricity. For those of you, I've been told by lots and lots of preppers that if you can learn to live without electricity, well, then you can live, you know, you're pretty much prepped. That's the problem. In Venezuela, regular day-to-day life has ground to a standstill. Telecommunications, non-existent. The internet, down. Hospitals, in the dark. Cities of millions are helpless right now without electricity. And it has spread to every Venezuelan state. And this is going to be one of the biggest blackouts yet. And the Maduro officials are increasingly pointing a finger at us. But their national electric grid has been teetering for a long time. So crumbling infrastructure and lack of investments have hit their power supply for years. Outages have become a way of life, just not this big. And there's no way of proving this wasn't sabotage, but only more of the same dysfunction. They blamed it on a variety of things like pesky animals. And on October 20th, tweet Energy Minister Luis Mata Dominguez named rats, mice, snakes, cats, squirrels as possible culprits and shorting out lines. He added in the list of animals mentioned above, of course, iguanas are included. With some of my internet issues I've had up here where it runs into the ceiling, there's animals up there chewing on the cables. So it happens. Critics are saying this has been caused by insufficient investment by the government, which followed the 2007 nationalization of the electricity sector. See, when Chavez did this in 2000, they were an oil exporter. It was almost worth it to drive to Venezuela to get a tank of gas. It was crazy how good they were. And then they nationalized everything. They stole whole facilities from companies. But there may be some circumstantial evidence for deliberate human action. Mr. Maduro has long embarked on cyber attacks against his political enemies. So, you know, this is nothing new. He also suppresses YouTube channels. YouTube has been restricted by the Venezuelan state-run internet company CAN TV. Although it doesn't matter now because there's no power. So it doesn't matter. They could, well, YouTube is wide open, but there's no power for you to worry about it. So, Venezuela is about to become an emergency. It's about to become an emergency. They've been put, well, see, this is the problem with socialism. Socialism always is about putting a society in a state of war. From the war pronouncements of their leaders yelling revolution, to the socialist shortages otherwise seen only in wartime, to the socialist efforts to turn neighbor against neighbor, both, you know, concerning class warfare and the internal spies from the regime. And in Venezuela right now, they're being hit. This outage is the equivalent of an EMP attack. From the Washington Post, we get this. One of the severest power outages in Venezuelan history ravaged the country for a second day Friday, with hospital patients languishing in the dark, most supermarkets closed, phone service largely knocked out in the oil-rich but economically collapsing country. So everything is down. This blackout began Thursday, but is the longest and most widespread in recent memory. And some analysts are worrying that the country, once among the richest in South America, could face a famine. But if you want to see what an EMP attack looks like, take a gander at Venezuela today, because this is what they look like. The phones don't work, the ATMs and the banks don't work, no access to money, the internet doesn't work, the refrigerators don't work, so the food is spoiling, subways don't work, and so there's no going to your job. The generators are failing at hospitals, the staff struggle to keep them going, and the patients are already dying. Already dying because of power outages. In 2019, in an industrialized nation, the premature babies born, they're losing their incubators. Nobody can get the doctors on the phone. The transport isn't working. The food's running out. The water isn't working. No water from the faucet. Too bad if you're thirsty. The schools are all closed, and much of the staff with the expertise to fix the system have left the country. And while the money that could be used to hire someone from the U.S. or somewhere similar to make the repairs has been stolen. Now, this is what's happening in Caracas, okay? In the country, this situation is reportedly far, far worse, and the result looks like it's as though it's going to be famine. And coincidence of coincidences, it comes just as dictator Maduro is under fire from millions and millions of Venezuelans to get out and allow former acting president Juan Guaido, who's there through democratic mechanisms, to take over. And he returned to the country last week without much fuss. Says he's calling for protests, and now the blackout has followed. The internet has been shut off. The subways are out. Both of those things are instrumental in getting word out to about protests. So now they are shut down. How convenient for Mr. Maduro. It is circumstantial to suggest that the socialist regime did this to themselves. It was probably just incompetence. Or maybe the gringos, as Maduro claims. He's saying we did it. But if you look at who benefits from this power outage, it's Maduro, who wants to stay in power at any cost. So, now most of us don't want this to happen, but the case rises now for a U.S. Marine invasion to hose down this socialist hellhole. No regime should be allowed to blow out an entire country's modern infrastructure, either through their own incompetence or by design, then blame us and then starve their subjects into submission as a means of retaining power. Nobody should be allowed to do that. But we're going to have to continue to watch this. This is socialism. This is socialism at its final moment in their final put together socialism. Yeah, socialism. And for all of you out there who have been sending me the little hate notes about stuff I'm saying about socialism and Islam, you're just punks. You're just punks. Come say it to my face. I dare you. Call in or something. I don't know. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
hunt.
Compete.
This is the mantra of CZUSA, delivered via a lineup of superlatives with handguns proven to function in both real world and competitive settings. Rifles designed specifically for the mission, whether it is law enforcement or built for the plains of Africa. CZUSA has engineered peerless reliability into their superlative product line. Go to CZ-USA.com and find out what serious shooters have known since 1991.
For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Arrow Precision.
For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
check them out at aeroprecisionusa.com. I'm just fielding comments. I love the commenters. The commenters are great. Hoax crimes. Hoax hate crimes. They're actually part of a larger category of ideologically motivated hoaxes, which are always, they're almost terroristic. They're meant to sway public opinion and impact policy and legislation, like terrorism. And there are broadly three types of these ideological hoaxes. The first one is a journalistic hoax, and among these are the hoaxes of the Duke lacrosse players and the UVA rape case. Those were fabricated and then sensationalized in order to support the ideological claim of rape culture on campus. Then there's the academic hoaxes, which are studies, quote, studies, end quote, based on fabricated data or cherry-picked samples or both designed to provide an ideological outcome. For example, there was a study that showed that gays die more much earlier because people do not support calling two men in a romantic relationship a marriage. Is that really a thing? The third type is the fake hate crime, my favorite. These are meant to prove the existence of violent bigots who attack the heroic victims, like the Juicy Smollett's and the Matthew Shepherds and the Tyler Clementis. These function as a tale of morality, where with a victim hero and or a religious martyr who proves the existence of endemic hate and violence. And at the center exists the brave innocent who suffered for all of our sins. So these, by eliciting pity, prove victimhood in the harms of homophobia and racism, sexism, and all kinds of other isms and all kinds of other phobias. So taken together, these hoaxes represent this large-scale coordinated campaign of misinformation and cultural lies and propaganda. Yeah. Many academic hoaxes are clustered into sexual orientation and gender identity studies, or SOGI, if you want to. And these studies sway public opinion and serve as hard evidence or real science, and they are used to change policy and create legislation. You want to know how you can tell the difference between this and real science? Because real science is always it's what we know today, right? So that means it's subject to change later as more facts, you know, come on board. There's all these people out there saying we're never going to see warp speed, but we might get there one day. But right now, science says we can't. But who are we? See, law, something you practice. It's not something that's absolute. So anyway, expose hoaxes. And this is the part that I really don't like. Expose hoaxes don't get a lot of media attention. You know, fake science is more dangerous than fake news because it takes more than a 24-hour news cycle to debunk fake science. Fake science can take years to dislodge, and even then it remains part of the common knowledge. There's a paper on homosexuality. It took 5 years for it to be retracted, and the paper cited by more than 100 or other scholarly papers has been withdrawn from social science and medicine because its results could not be replicated. What's more, they found a serious error in coding of the data, rendering the initial finding unproven. In the case of the works of, say, John Lott, the reason everybody says John Lott is this statistical genius, which he is that he gets out there and he puts out his study and he puts out how he came to the conclusions of his study as he writes them, or as it's called, the methodology. So he tells you where he got his samples, he tells you how he churned that data up to come up with these various things, in all of its guises, and all of his peers, whenever they review his methodology, can find nothing wrong with that. Now, you will find in hoaxes, in the academic hoax, you will find places like the John Hopkins Institute, or or Harvard, or various places, where they will put out these, quote, studies, end quote, that will say that he's incorrect. But he isn't. That's the problem. Today, hoaxes work because the postmodern doctrine of intersectionality demands that the general public play a pickup game of find the martyr. like any workable belief system or long, or, you know, or a long con. It works because there's just enough truth. For the postmodern social justice position, truth does not matter. Intersectionality stands as complete moral relativism. Intersectional doctrine repeats the ideological proposition that there's two positions, victim and oppressor. And in reality, there's a third position used to accrue power, the oppressor masquerading as a victim. And those that occupy the third position publicly attack people at their psychological core by asserting, number one, nothing you believe is true, so you need a brain scrub. Number two, everything you or your kind have ever achieved was taken by violence and exploitation from the rightful owners. Not agreeing with that makes you a bigoted liar and a hater and a bad person. Number three, you're complicit in all historic crimes and you reap the benefits from them. You're a guilty person. Number four, there can be no dissent. We are the voice of the new God and the sky is falling. Heed us now. Saved person complies. Number five, we are right and will not trifle with your Western logic, ethics, or facts, literature, history. They are all the tools of exploitation and oppression that you have used to destroy us and others. In fact, we will not even be seen speaking to you. You're an isolated person. Hoaxes are not isolated from one another and do not take place in a vacuum. Like the Juicy Smollett incident, the media declared, this is America 2019. Spartacus and, Willie Brown, Senator Willie Brown side chick, she got, they called out there and called the incident a modern day lynching. The LGBT news and cultural magazine, The Advocate, won't explain Harris and Booker's legislative intentions. The federal law they hoped to amend, the Matthew Shepard and James Byrd Jr. Hate Crimes Prevention Act, was signed into law by President Obama in 2009. Just keeps on and on and on. And, nonetheless, just as often it's debunked as fake. And in one part, they are right. They're so busy working identity politics and making various sections of the United States think they are victims. And so many people believe it. They're right. This is America in 2019. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Roman legions, the samurai, and the knights of the round table. They understood body armor has long been a necessary tool. Today, AR-500 armor sets the standard for steel core body armor. Reimagining ballistic steel, AR-500 armor employs a fragmentation and spalling coating to mitigate damage, giving you that second chance to stay in the fight. AR-500 armor is the leading high-value solution for body armor. AR500armor.com. Join the Armored Republic and stay in the fight.
Today, weapons and optics are built tough, but they have to remain dialed in. Enter Air Armor Tech. Created to protect the $500,000 helmet of the F-35 Lightning II aircraft, Air Armor Tech can likewise protect your weapons during transport. Under pressure, air is uncompromising. Rigid or collapsible using the power of inflation or deflation. High tech and elemental. To learn more, go to airarmortech.com. Air Armor Tech. Protective. Lightweight. These are military-grade inflatable cases.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders on President Trump calling the Democrats anti-Jewish and anti-Semitic.
Look, the president's been an unwavering and committed ally to Israel and the Jewish people. And frankly, the remarks that have been made by a number of Democrats and failed to be called out by Democrat leadership is frankly abhorrent and it's sad.
Sanders speaking there during her first news briefing in 42 days, although President Trump has made himself available to the media on an almost daily basis. The White House on Monday released their annual budget blueprint, which will be sent to Congress. Acting White House Budget Chief Russell Vogt says defense spending will increase.
The budget requests $750 billion for our national defense. And to be clear, this is not funding for endless wars.
This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
AR 500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
And the build-proof project is coming. It's going to be, today's Monday, so we're going to be building it Thursday. And I'll be building it under the auspice of a gunsmith that I know who is a master at this, and he will make sure that I don't blow myself up. So stay tuned for that. Check in for those of you looking for the parts. I'm going to get a list of these parts and make that part of the video and everything. But check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. The one thing that should keep all of you from roaring in laughter right now, as Nancy Pelosi is freaking out, trying to keep a lid on the freak show that is now the Democratic caucus, is the knowledge that these freshman freakettes giving her fits would impose an ideology of tyranny and murder if they were given the chance. And but you can still allow yourself a good giggle as you watch Nancy's dreams of a Democrat majority die on the altar of the anti-Semitism, taking away your health insurance, and banning those cheeseburgers. This was on display as the Democrats struggled to find a way to publicly pretend to condemn their superstar bigots' hatred of Jews without annoying all the Democrats for whom hatred of Jews is a key component, a feature of their intersectional web of leftist prejudice. Nancy, she's going to get herself in trouble with this. She essentially tried to excuse it by explaining that Representative Ilhan Omar is too stupid to know that she's anti-Semitic, which, to be fair, could be plausible, but she is college educated after all. She could only get her caucus to agree to condemning all prejudice, short of including the tsunami of prejudice against Pacific Islanders that we all see around us in much of our daily lives. Take that, you people who hate Pacific Islanders. Now, the Democrats never named the actual bigot because the Democrat base is affirmatively pro-bigotry. They hate Jews, they hate Christians, white people, dissident non-white people, men, women who like men, and people who blaspheme against the creepy climate cult, among others. The list of bad people who are bad goes on and on and on through infinity. The key element of intersectionality is that it always intersects with an ugly prejudice against these groups that leftists see as insufficiently supportive of their very, very, very sick ideology. And that's Nancy's problem, because she won the House back last year by hiding the left-wing evil bubbling under the surface of her party's collective dogma. She defeated the feckless Paul Ryan, who was a loser anyway, by running candidates in largely purple suburban districts who promised that if the voters tossed out the squishy Republican incumbent, the sensible Democrat moderate challenger would not go to Washington to do anything kooky. Of course, they also did all that ballot harvesting in California to drive that majority up. And then, of course, the Lucy's football phenomena was in full effect as these Manchurian candidates trooped up Capitol Hill and promptly got sucked into the crazy. So instead of playing the fake moderate game, the Nancy's minions had to suck up to a bunch of braying bimbos from safe blue seats. All the nonsense that Reps Tlaib, Omar, and Ocasio-Cortez spewed on social media and MSNBC thrilled the Democrat base. But what normal people heard was, we hate Israel, we hate the idea that you can have cars, and we hate you. Quite a mixed message. And the fact that these commie-come-latelys are so inept is icing on the cake. Representative Omar couldn't help but run her fool mouth about what she really thought about the Jews. Representative Ocasio-Cortez could not manage to let fly with her Green New Deal without making the rookie mistake of telling the people what was actually in it. Free money for those unwilling to work, if you didn't know that. Maybe that dog hunts among the simpletons in her New York City district, but in America, at large, not so much. Not only, now see, this is riling Pelosi up, and it doesn't rile her up just because these clumsy radicals have stolen the spotlight and made it immeasurably harder to pull off her We're Sensible scam on the swing seat suckers, but it rankles because none of these debutantes have paid their dues. When I got into radio, I was told you got to pay your dues. And these people haven't paid their dues. Nancy and the rest of her leadership worked for years and years and years and years and years, accumulating this power, rising through the ranks. And when they finally regained power, suddenly these newbies who paid no dues but have a lot of Twitter followers showed up and took over the Democrat agenda. Don't you just hate it when that happens, Nancy? And you can see how infuriating this is when Nancy talks about them. She can't say it out loud, but you know what's running through her mind is, who the hell do these upstarts think they are? Well, they seem to be your party's future, Nancy. The thing is that the Democrat base loves them. These radicals are out of the moderate closet and letting their freak flags out. Death to Israel. Death to borders. Death to private property. Death to the Big Mac. Nancy could barely manage to applaud the whole idea that America will never be socialist, but these radicals are now forcing her to stop hiding the party's real objectives far too soon. The truth was only supposed to come out after they had hold of real total power, not so early that we normals could wake up and stop the onslaught. Now, the 2020 election is going to provide a whole bunch of great questions to some smart Republican candidates, in the off chance that there are any out there. Why, hello there. Do you support the Democrat plan to ban cars and planes? Do you support the Democrat plan to take away your private insurance and force you onto government health care? Do you support the Democrat plan to abandon Israel? Do you support the Democrat plan for open borders? Do you support the Democrat plan for illegal alien voting? Do you support the Democrat plan to allow doctors to kill babies? even the wimps in the purple districts, the gooey mommies who thought that Trump was icky, and their Frito-Con hubbies who said yes, dear, to their command to vote against the part of the bad orange man last November, are going to think twice about backing these nutty plays. It's all fun and games until Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez shows up and tells you you got to lose the SUV that you used to cart Caden and Ashley to soccer practice. The moderate Democrats are going to have to turn out on the radicals and get turned out. It's already happened once as a couple of dozen Democrats joined Republicans to add an amendment to a gun grab bill that mandated reporting illegal aliens to ICE if they tried to buy a firearm. 7.5 million of them, 7.8, tried to do that last year. Ocasio-Cortez and her group opposed it. As a matter of fact, the little commissar even threatened to put those rebels on a list to be terminated via primary for daring to want to report to immigration authorities any illegal aliens trying to illegally buy guns. You should do it, Alexandria. Do it. Do it now. Nothing like the intra-pink, pinko cannibalism. Turn the Democrat Party into the Donner Party. And while you consume each other, I'll be there gobbling some cruelty-free, carbon-neutral popcorn. You know, there's a chance that if they get, you know, if they get in charge, maybe they won't bring misery and Venezuela to us. I don't know. I guess that's a possibility. You think it's a possibility? You think it's a possibility it wouldn't be just misery and all this other stuff? I don't know. What do you think? Well, now that I'm thinking about it, I'm thinking, nah, it would be. So, we'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full-body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Most people in today's economy are taking a roller coaster ride with their investments. With Vantage Point software, you can remove that dynamic from your investment strategy once and for all. Vantage Point has spent the last 3 decades perfecting an artificial intelligence process that you can put to use today to take advantage of market fluctuations and make money no matter which way the market moves. Vantage Point software analyzes massive quantities of data all around the world in seconds, so you get the information you need to make the right decisions to optimize your profits. For a limited time, Vantage Point is giving away a free market forecast that will show you which stocks are about to take off, and you'll be able to use this forecast immediately. Text NOW to 411-411. We'll send you a link to your free market forecast so you take back control of your financial future with Vantage Point software. Text NOW to 411-411. Text NOW to 411-411.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Some of the best sounds you'll ever hear are generic, safe, effective, even money-saving, just like FDA-approved generic drugs. Even if they don't come in the exact same color or shape as their brand name equivalents, they have the same key ingredients and go through a rigorous review process. Talk to your doctor or pharmacist today and visit fda.gov/generic drugs. Generics are safe, effective, and can save you money. You'll like the sound of that.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Last time on the firing line. Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. The bill-proof project will actually be serialized because I do not have an 80% lower. I have a cutout lower. So it is serialized. So this won't be affected by certain things that I'm about to talk about. Second Amendment and gun control advocates flooded the Connecticut Capitol over a Senate Judiciary Committee hearing on several firearms bills. The bills in question would tighten gun storage requirements. They would ban ghost guns, which, mine is not going to be a ghost gun. They would require that those who were open carrying to show their permit to police. And the most ironic aspect of this entire ordeal, the anti-gunners are in favor of disarming others as long as they can be armed themselves. One gun control advocate was caught sending a text message allegedly saying, "If I had a gun, I'd blow away Samson and a large group of NRA." Samson refers to Connecticut State Senator Rob Samson, a constitutional conservative who has received the NRA's Defender of Freedom Award. According to the Hartford Courant, the threat was reported to the Capitol Police. Lieutenant Glenn Richards of the Capitol Police said the woman, whose name was not immediately released, had been sending a text to her daughter and was spotted by another person in the hearing room. She was removed from the room, was not arrested, and departed from the complex without any further disturbance. "We explained to her that people get upset and concerned," Richards said of the text. She was asked to leave for the day, and she did so. She was cooperative with us. She was very apologetic and understood what she did was wrong. He added, "She had no weapons registered to her. She didn't have any weapons. She was just in communication with her daughter." Samson himself said later that the incident had impact on him. He said, "This day has been rough on me, seeing the hostility on all sides of the issue." This was a second incident during the same hearing here. This one involving the executive. There's one involving the executive director of Connecticut Against Gun Violence. He allegedly smuggled a firearm receiver into the hearing. Isn't it interesting how a gun control advocate will absolutely hate guns until they can benefit from them? The threats that Senator Sampson received are just a prime example of why so many of us are fierce defenders of the Second Amendment. And that's because we value our life and we're willing and able to defend it. If I had a gun, I'd blow Sampson away and a bunch of the NRA. Lady, we'd make you dance. This is the part. I don't get that. I really don't. I don't ever get out there and say, you know, if I was there, I'd get in that MMA ring and show those boys what for. Because I don't know anything about MMA. And I don't want to learn it the hard way. And I understand violence. So, anyway. Going to this this notion coming out of Florida about banning uploaded pictures of social media, to social media, of guns. This coming from the desk of David Kodria. This actually originated with a guy named Jason Pizzo, who proclaimed in a Facebook video 3 years ago. He said, if you post it on social media, there's probable cause for us to come and get the guns out of your house. That's it. It's now on you to explain why you have a gun in your house and why it's on social media. And at the time, he was stumping to change a law to deny the right to keep and bear arms to young adults old enough to vote, marry, sign binding contracts, and serve in the military. Pending that, he wanted parents to call the police on their children if they saw them posting pictures and videos with guns online. Now, there's no question that if you're a parent and you have a dependent child in your home, what they're doing and what they have access to and what goes on under your roof, these are all your business, and how you handle that parental authority is your call, or it should be. Depending on circumstances, alerting the police may be a viable option. Just be aware that their best interest is in their own safety, and the protocols they will follow to ensure it will take precedence, and you may come to regret that you didn't try to resolve matters another way. Fast forward to the present and the new climate in Florida, where even some Republicans are scrambling to support citizen disarmament edicts. And Pizzo is now pushing a bill that, along with lock up your safety infringement, makes posting or publishing of a picture of a firearm, BB gun, air or gas-operated gun, or device displayed to resemble a firearm onto social media by minors a criminal act that will result in guns being promptly seized by a law enforcement officer and disposed of. And other penalties. And he's not asking parents to do the snitching. Apparently, the mere existence of a non-compliant post will be enough probable cause to prompt a raid. Now, this is, like I said, Eugene Volk agrees with me. This is a obvious First Amendment violation. Statute isn't limited to displays that constitute true threats of violence, because there's a First Amendment exception for such true threats, or possession of guns by minors in violation of state law. It would be a crime for a minor to post a photo of himself lawfully using a gun at a shooting range. That's similar to what happened to student and March for Our Lives critic Kyle Cashew when he went to the range with his father, posted some photos on Twitter, and found himself snitched on by the aunties, then summoned and isolated, and interrogated, and intimidated by the same school authorities who proved useless during a real threat. So if Pizzo's wish to enact his abomination came true, there would be plenty more opportunities for young people to run afoul of his demands. Time magazine reported that high school shooting teams are getting wildly popular, and posting photos and videos on social media is essential for publicizing and networking and recruiting and just sharing for the sake of it. It's the same thing as wanting to, you know, have a team photo with your basketball team, football team, baseball team. So leave it to a gun grabber to try and ban such teams. In New York last year, there was a bill that was introduced to impose prohibition of marksmanship and or shooting programs. No public school shall offer marksmanship and or shooting programs. So, what, you know, these people are demanding ignorance instead of education. And what they're not going to tell you is that the U.S. Department of Justice, in their 1994 research summary Urban Delinquency and Substance Abuse initial findings concluded was that boys who own legal firearms, however, have much lower rates of delinquency and drug use and even slightly less delinquent than non-owners of guns. Where have we heard that one before? This is being borne out right now today because there's a crop of young, trained, disciplined shooters. And this was an accepted and expected way of life back in the days before school shooting became trendy. Do they still do JROTC? Because, you know, they drill with a gun. Or a rendition of a gun. So, a lot of times when I was in school, they drilled with an M1. So, no one is saying that if someone does something disturbing on social media, this doesn't merit further attention. However, they missed it last time. And it was truly disturbing. Getting out there and just going after somebody for posting a picture is not going to stop anything. No one is saying that kind of behavior, though, should be ignored. But if you lump all gun owners in with the minority of abusers, this is what the citizen disarmament lobby specializes in. There are those of us who would pass the right to keep and bear arms on to the next generation, and we're not going to have this. It's not going to end with us, as much as there's a plan with the control zealots. And, you know, they want to get rid of the second so they can get rid of all the rest of them, ladies and gentlemen. We'll be back in 21 hours between now and then. Remember this. It has never been about gun control, not once, not ever. It has been, and it's always been about total control. This has been Lock and Load. Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith. Every month we give away thousands of dollars in guns and gear at gunwinner.com. Catering to the shooter, hunter, prepper, or collector. All giveaways are free to enter courtesy of the contest sponsors. You can win guns from companies like Nighthawk Customs, Springfield, and many more. Every month, the giveaways, the contests, everything begins again. So go to gunwinner.com and enter to win. For all of your gun deals and giveaways, gunwinner.com.
Now you know. I will meet you there.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.